along with us as we get closer to the championships here. We're winding down the consolation semifinals. We're just a few minutes away. Let's tell you who is in the finals here today. At 103 pounds, it'll be Thomas Foster of Medicine Valley, the top seed, taking on the number two seed, Brian Weeches of Amherst. At 112 pounds, Corby Forbes of Plainview, who has pinned his first two appearances in less than a minute, will take on Dylan Budd of the Cozad Junior Varsity. He came through as the three seed, beat Wyatt Eggleston of South Loop in the semifinals. At 119 pounds, Alex Lormar of Fullerton, the number one seed, has made it into the finals against Evan Ashkoff of Plainview, who was the number two seed. At 125 pounds, Amherst will have their second finalist here with Jordan Shields. He was the top seed. He's advanced with three straight pins so far today. He'll take on Kane Watovic, and Kane kind of came out of the draw here. He has pulled a couple of upsets, knocked off Aaron Jones in the second round and beat Tyler Bowden by a pin of SEM in the semifinals. So one of the surprises, Kane Watovic. At 130 pounds, Tanner Tobenheim, the top seed of Amherst, has pinned his way through his first three matches in 30 seconds, 24 seconds, and 50 seconds. He'll take on Levi Popal of Neely Oakdale, who has the number two seed in this tournament. At 135 pounds, one of the smaller brackets, did have only eight guys, so they wrestled it out. And Jacob Brenneman of Medicine Valley, the top seed, will take on the second seed, Cale Ecker of SEM. Cale also winning his two matches today by pin in a minute or less. And at 140 pounds in the finals, Hunter Timmons of Medicine Valley, the top seed, will take on Aaron Winberg of Pleasanton-Litchfield, who has won his two matches today in pin times of 36 and 32 seconds. We'll take a look at the second half of the finals from 145 through heavyweight. Right after this, you're listening to the Amherst Wrestling Invite, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer.
As a proud supporter of the community, Scott. Or heat pump, trust Slacker Heating and Air. Slacker Heating and Air, Sumner.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loup City. You know the people who work there. They know you. Not to mention the great service, fresh meats, and produce they have. Joe's Market, Loup City, proud supporter of area athletes.
As a sponsor of today's broadcast, Rumiga Drilling Company of Elwood would like to take this opportunity to say how proud they are of all the area athletes and wish the Pirates good luck today and all year.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Miller Electric in Pleasanton is now at their new location at 103 Sycamore, the old grocery store. Miller Electric is proud to sponsor all the area athletes and would like to wish them the best of luck. Call Miller Electric for your home, office, or anything else that you need lit up. Miller Electric in Pleasanton.
Doug Duda back with you here at the Amherst Wrestling Invite, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer. Let's take a look at the rest of the kids in the semifinals. At 145 pounds, John Frericks of SEM has pinned his way to the finals as the top seed. He'll be taking on Logan Glendy of South Loop, who has also pinned his way to the finals out of the number two seed, so that should be one of your feature matches. At 152, Taryn Boyer of Plainview, the top seed, will take on Wyatt Shockey of Amherst, the number two seed. At 160 pounds, Bryce Dibbern of Amherst is in the finals as the number one seed, and he will take on Plainview's Tyler Steinkraus, the number three seed, but he made it in after Trevor Clayfin of SEM had to default in the semifinals, so Steinkraus is in the finals as the number three seed, and he's been setting for quite a while. At 171 pounds, the top seed, Zach Burden of SEM, has advanced to the finals, but he needed to go to overtime to beat Hunter Ernst of Elwood in the semifinals, 5-3. Got a late escape in the third period to tie it up, and then won it in double overtime. And Logan Luffelholtz of Amherst is the second seed. He has pinned his way to the 171-pound finals. At 189 pounds, Medicine Valley's Justin Romeo is in the number one slot, and he has made the finals against Colin Donahoe of SEM, who is the number two seed. At 215 pounds, Gus Peterson, unbeaten, top-ranked out of Cambridge, pinned his first two opponents today. He'll take on Amherst's Kalen Pfeiffer, who has not got to wrestle much this year. He came into the tournament at 5-1, but Kalen won his first match in 9 seconds and then also won by a pin in the semifinals. He is the number two seed. And finally, at heavyweight, Mike Schaaf, the defending state champion. He hasn't had to work very long today, 31 seconds, 18 seconds, and a minute three. He is in the finals against Kelly Clark of Elwood, who also hasn't worked much. He had a first-round bye and then won by pins in a minute 18 and a minute eight. So those are the kids in the finals. We'll also keep an eye on those that are wrestling for third and fourth place as they are just about done with our consolation semifinals, and we're just a few moments away from getting the championship round underway here on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll take a break and be back with more from the Amherst Wrestling Invite after this on Classic Hits.
Tubbs Pub in Sumner offers daily lunch and dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. For great home cooking without the dishes, get to Tubbs Pub today, a proud supporter of all area wrestlers.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats is proud of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
The Agrisure product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer. Best of luck to the athletes from Brent and Sarah.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
And welcome back to Amherst and the 2011 Amherst Wrestling Invitational, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer. And they are down to our last two matches here in the consolation semifinals, so we're just a couple of minutes away from getting the championships underway here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Litchfield, and Pleasanton, and the World Wide Web, as always, at kkpr.com. Quite a few kids in the finals today are state-rated. No surprise by that. Let's take a look at some of those for you. At 112 pounds, Corby Forbes is the number one kid in the state. He came in at 10-0. At 119 pounds, Wyatt Kipp of Arapahoe, who was unable to wrestle here, was ranked sixth. Evan Ashkoff of Plainview is ranked third in the state of Nebraska at 119 pounds. At 125, Jordan Shields of Amherst is ranked fourth. At 130, Tanner Tobenheim of Amherst, who is 20-1 on the season, is ranked second in the state of Nebraska with that record. At 135 pounds, you have got Jacob Brenneman of Medicine Valley, only 7-1, so he wasn't ranked, but Cale Ecker of SEM, who he will face, is ranked sixth. At 140 pounds, Hunter Timmons of Medicine Valley came into today 17-2, and he is ranked number two at 140 pounds. You've got the top-ranked wrestler at 145 in John Frericks. He'll take on Logan Glendy, who is ranked third, and Josh Lease of Medicine Valley got beat out earlier. He was ranked sixth, so he is trying to come back through for that third-place medal. At 152 pounds, Taryn Boyer of Plainview, out of that good family, ends up in the number one spot. Taryn Boyer of Plainview ranked number one in the 152-pound ranks, and Wyatt Shockey, his opponent in the finals, is ranked third. Arapahoe's Patrick Gardner was ranked sixth at 152, but did not make the finals. At 160 pounds, you're going to have the number one wrestler, Bryce Dibbern, take on Tyler Steinkraus of Plainview. Now, remember, Traven Clayfin of SEM, ranked third, had to forfeit or default in the semifinals, and that's how Steinkraus advanced on, but you had three more top six wrestlers as they ranked six in each weight class at 160 pounds. At 171, Logan Luffelholtz of Amherst is number three. He'll take on Zach Burden of SEM, who's sixth, although Burden was the top seed today and Luffelholtz was the number two seed. At 189 pounds, once again, a couple of rated wrestlers. Romeo of Medicine Valley is unbeaten, ranked second. And Donahoe of SEM, 11-2, he is ranked fifth. At 215 pounds, Gus Peterson of Cambridge is unbeaten, ranked number one. Now, Pfeiffer beat Taylor of Med Valley, who was ranked fifth. Pfeiffer, again, was just 5-1 coming into the meet, so is not ranked as of yet. And finally, at heavyweight, Mike Schaaf, of course, undisputed number one and maybe the best heavyweight in the state. He is number one, and he'll be taking on Kelly Clark of Elwood, who came into the day at 8-2. So we should have some very quality championship matches getting underway here in just a moment. We will be back with those matches and more as we let you know what's going on at the 2011 Amherst Wrestling Invite, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer, after this timeout.
You can find something to satisfy everyone's taste buds at the Sandbar in Pleasanton. With features including a kids menu, breakfast menu, and lunch specials. The Sandbar is open every day, including Sundays, with a special. It all happens at the Sandbar.
Saturdays from now, it is the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Championships, this year hosted by Centura High School. And we will have those for you, usually getting underway at 2 in the afternoon. The final schedule for right around that time, 2 weeks from today at Centura. We will be back here in Amherst the first Saturday in February for the D3 district meet. Or the second Saturday, I guess it is, in February for the D3 district meet. And we will have that for you on that Saturday afternoon. And, of course, complete coverage in the Tri-Cities, the number one coverage of all the state wrestling meet. Updates all day, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And exclusive live coverage in the Tri-Cities of the semifinal round on Friday night from the Quest Center in Omaha. So we will have all of those for you, all the semifinals, Friday night from the Quest Center beginning at 6 o'clock. And updates throughout the state tournament on our network of stations, not only here on Classic Hits, but on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. So that's what's coming up. More wrestling here than any other radio station in central Nebraska, and we hope you enjoy it. And we want to thank Craig Weeches and Pioneer Seed for their exclusive sponsorship or brand name sponsorship of today's Amherst Wrestling Invite pregame show. Again, if you missed any of the kids that are in the finals, we'll get to those in just a moment, but Medicine Valley has a good number. Amherst is there, and if you miss the team scores, you can always kind of figure who has got kids in the finals. Amherst leads it 164.5, Plainview 134.5, SEM 115, Medicine Valley 101.5, and Cambridge has 86.5 points, and those are the five teams that are ranked in the top 10 in Class D. The consolations are done. They're ready to introduce our competitors here for the championships. So, again, we're just a few minutes away from getting actual wrestling action underway here at the Amherst Wrestling Invitational. We'll take a break. Be back with more after this.
The Kennesaw Market is an Affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Sundays. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska in Loup City and protect what needs protected in your life. A proud supporter of all area high school sports, RAI of Nebraska.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Well, the NFL playoffs are continuing on our sister stage at ESPN 1460 and 1550, and what a surprise out in Seattle. Not only the Seahawks leading, but a high-scoring game, about 10 minutes to go in the game, and it is Seattle 34 and New Orleans 30. The Saints just kicking a field goal to cut it to 34-30, about 10 minutes remaining on ESPN 1460 and 1550. We are here at the Amherst Wrestling Invitational, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer. Amherst leads the tournament and will have seven wrestlers out of the 14 in the finals. Plainview, SEM, and Medicine Valley all have four wrestlers in the finals. Cambridge has two, and the final in trouble just 30 seconds into the final, and a stick. And we're moving right along. 28 seconds, Jordan Shields of Amherst becomes their second winner of the day. We will take a break and be back with more of this high school wrestling championship, the Amherst Wrestling Finals, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer, after this timeout on Classic Hits.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loop City. You know the people who work there. They know you. Not to mention the great service, fresh meats, and produce they have. Joe's Market Loop City, proud supporter of area athletes.
As a sponsor of today's broadcast, Rumiga Drilling Company of Elwood would like to take this opportunity to say how proud they are of all the area athletes and wish the Pirates good luck today and all year.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Miller Electric in Pleasanton is now at their new location at 103 Sycamore, the old grocery store. Miller Electric is proud to sponsor all the area athletes and would like to wish them the best of luck. Call Miller Electric for your home, office, or anything else that you need lit up. Miller Electric in Pleasanton.
Tubbs Pub in Sumner offers daily lunch and dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. For great home cooking without the dishes, get to Tubbs Pub today, a proud supporter of all area wrestlers.
Doug Duda back with you here from the Amherst Wrestling Invite, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer. Let's give you an update on where we are at right now. The championship at 119 after the first period. Evan Ashkoff of Plainview leads Alex Lohmar of Fullerton by a score of 2-0. No scoring yet here in the second period, and Lohmar of Fullerton is on bottom. The other two matches are consolation matches with Plainview wrestlers at 125. It is 10-4. Austin Patetta of Plainview leading Ty Clavities of Neely Oakdale with a minute to go in the second period. At 135 pounds in the consolation, Tony Steinkraus of Plainview against Tanner Matthews of Fullerton. And they just began the second period, both up. And the score is 2-0. Steinkraus of Plainview had the lead after the first period. Now back over to the championship match at 119 pounds, still 2-0. And Ashkoff has been riding out Lohmar for the first minute 20 and now gets him tipped for two near fall points. So Ashkoff now up 4-0, 5-0. They're going to say three near fall, 5-0 with 30 seconds to go as they come off the mat. So quickly, Brian Weeches of Amherst at 103, Corby Forbes of Plainview at 112, Jordan Shields of Amherst at 125, all winners by pins, Forbes and Shields in the first period. Tanner Tobenheim of Amherst and Levi Pofel of Neely Oakdale at 130, Jacob Brenneman of Medicine Valley, Cale Ecker of SEM are coming up at 135. Again, thanks to Ron Evans and to all the folks here, too numerous to mention at Amherst, as always, for their hospitality and help in bringing you the 2011 Amherst Wrestling Invitational Championships. Again, Tri-City Storm Hockey immediately follows us here as they are in Des Moines. Puck drops just after 7:05, so we'll join it in progress, but at the pace this is going, it may not take too long. And we're glad you're along with us, to those on the web as well at kkpr.com. Now back at that championship, they did change the score to a two-point near fall. Ashcoff 4-0 over Lomar Fullerton, and they're about out of time in the second period, but Lomar Fullerton just hasn't been able to do anything so far in this match. He came in 9-1, Ashcoff of Plainview 9-3. Some of that just where these state-rated wrestlers and rated teams have been in the competition they wrestled in the month of December, and some of them, of course, have wrestled over the holiday break. Some didn't. Now back over the consolation match at 125. It is Patet of Plainview with a near fall, and he is going to, he might be behind in this match. Let me double check. They have put the points up on one side at 10-6. So it looks like maybe Clavadese of Neely Oakdale is up, and he is, 11-6. So my bad on that. Clavadese of Neely Oakdale up 11-6 with a minute and a half to go as he just got an escape, as they have really tussled it up over here. At 135, 4-0, Stein Krause of Plainview leading Matthews of Fullerton in the consolation match. And at the start of the third period, here at 119 pounds, Ashcoff of Plainview will start on bottom, leading 4-0 over Lorimar of Fullerton, with a minute 30 now to go in the 119-pound championship match. Scramble going on at 125 consolation. That's been the most entertaining match here of the early going. We've got a lot more wrestling coming your way here on Classic Hits. Lomar spun through, but staying right on top of him for some points and getting that reversal is going to be Ashcoff. He started on bottom. Lomar lost him. They went through a couple of reversals before Lomar lost the handle, and Ashcoff getting the reversal. So he leads it 6-0 with a minute 13 to go in the 119-pound championship match. Still 4-0 over here as the second period comes to an end between Stein Krause and Matthews. Stein Krause of Plainview, a 4-0 lead going to the third period over Matthews of Fullerton. And at 125, Clavadese of Neely Oakdale, an 11-6 lead over Austin Pittett of Plainview, with 50 seconds to go in that match and both wrestlers on their feet. Back over to the championship at 119. Lomar has been on the bottom, most of this match. He was taken down in the first period. He started on the bottom in the second period, never got out, and has been reversed here in the third period by Ashcoff of Plainview, and they're down to 30 seconds to go. Trying to work up a far side cradle here is Ashcoff, and Lomar just really kind of laying there, and he finally able to get the high crotch and tip him over and got a one count, but not enough to get any back points. But he is in control, and he's going to win the match with 15 seconds to go. He's trying to get a couple more points, team points, which is crucial here for Plainview because they trail Amherst by only 10 points heading into the finals. He'd like to get another 2 points to get a major decision, but he's not going to get it as they come off the mat with a second remaining. And in the consolation, Ty Clavadese of Neely Oakdale up 11-6 with 10 seconds to go. And he is going to win that match. And we come to the end over here at 119 pounds. Evan Ashcoff of Plainview, a 6-0 win over Alex Omar of Fullerton to claim the 119-pound title. And at the 125-pound consolation, the clock also runs out on that. We're going to get one more late takedown here, it looks like, to see the final score. Did he award the takedown or not? Maybe not. 11-6, Clavadese of Neely Oakdale is going to get the win there at 125 pounds. We had a default at 130. At 135, it's 4-0. Stein Krause of Plainview leading Matthews of Fullerton to the consolation match with a minute 43 to go. Ready to get some more championships underway and some consolations. We've got a Plainview-Cambridge matchup here. That might be our 130. Let me double-check here for you, and that's exactly what it is. We did not get a forfeit there. Nick Niles of Plainview, Anthony Rodriguez of Cambridge are in the third and fourth place match at 130 pounds. Now let's take a look at our second mat here, as we've got Neely Oakdale and Amherst. Tanner Tobenheim of Amherst against Levi Pofel of Neely Oakdale at 130 pounds. And also, they're winding down the 135-pound consolation. So again, just one final going on right now. Tobenheim of Amherst and Pofel of Neely Oakdale. Tobenheim, the number one seed, has got the takedown here, and out of bounds they go. So it's 2-0, Tommenheim of Amherst, 30 seconds into the first period. No changes in our other two matches. Maybe a little scratch there. Tommenheim trying to get set, and he will, as Popal comes off bottom here. Tommenheim ranks second in the state at 130 pounds. He came into today 20-1, already 21 matches under his belt. Popal just 10-2 so far on the season. Of course, Amherst and Plainview, they get a chance maybe to see each other more than once. They go to that Neely-Oakdale tournament, or Neely-Oakdale, I mean, not Plainview. Popal 10-2, and Tommenheim 20-1. Still 2-0 Tommenheim as they have wrestled 45 seconds here in the first period of the 130-pound championship. Amherst wrestling invite, Tri-City Storm Hockey will follow us right here. We had an extremely late start at the wrestling, and that's why we will be joining hockey in progress tonight out at Des Moines. First period between Rodriguez and Niles over in the 130 consolation. Cambridge Plainview ends up scoreless. And they're just underway in the second period. We have an escape, and the escape comes from Rodriguez of Cambridge off bottom to start the second period. He's up 1-0. And now Tommenheim has got a chance to get that near side cradle, and Popal is going to get the arm out of there, but he's already too late. A couple of points for near fall by Tommenheim. He tips him and gets the 2-point near fall. Tommenheim 4. And Popal of Neely-Oakdale, nothing. They're near the top of the mat. And Tommenheim trying to keep him in. Popal able to get the knees grinded and get off the mat for a reset in the middle. Over at the 135-pound consolation, Tony Steinkraus of Plainview, a winner, 6-2 over Tanner Matthews of Fullerton in our consolation match at 135. Austin Foss of South Loop will receive a forfeit at the 140 consolation over Isaac Johnson of Cambridge, who has wrestled too many matches today, we were told. Only get five in a day, so he'll finish in fourth. So over on our first mat, we've got SEM's Cale Ecker against Jacob Brenneman of Medicine Valley. Brenneman and Ecker should be a good match here at 135. Brenneman 7-1, Ecker 7-2. On this young season, the top two seeds have wrestled the first 30 seconds, taken a couple of shots, and nothing has changed. And now another near fall, and look out. Here comes Tommenheim. He's got him on his back, but time ran out. Time ran out. He got three, then he got two, and a dominant first period here for Tanner Tommenheim, up 9-0 over Levi Popal of Neely-Oakdale at the 130-pound championship. And Tommenheim will choose bottom to start the second period. Rodriguez and Niles, Cambridge Plainview 130 consolation, are tied 2-2 after a takedown by Niles and another escape by Rodriguez. They're both on their feet for the final 15 seconds here of the second period. Our first takedown of the 135-pound championship looks like it belongs to Brenneman of Medicine Valley. He's got the takedown up 2-0 with 45 seconds to go in the first period. Now back over in our championship at 130 pounds, Tommenheim of Amherst, who started the second period on bottom, trying to get up. They'll stop it for a potentially dangerous. Now we go back over to the consolation at 130, and it will be Niles of Plainview choosing bottom to start the third period in a 2-2 match against Rodriguez of Cambridge in the 130 consolation. The other two championships, Tommenheim of Amherst, a 9-0 lead over Popal of Neely-Oakdale with a minute 30 to go here in the second period. And at 135, Brenneman of Medicine Valley leads Ecker of SEM by a score of 2-0 as the first period is coming to an end. But we've got a little activity trying to tip him here for some back points and not going to get the job done. Ecker almost able to stick his head out and get a reversal, but instead Brenneman leads it 2-0 at the end of the first period. Now back over to the 130-pound championship. Tommenheim gets out of there and gets the reversal. 55 seconds into the period, they will come off the mat, and Tommenheim now up by a score of 11-0. All three matches stopped at the moment. In the consolation, Niles of Plainview able to get that escape here to start the third period, and he leads Rodriguez of Cambridge by a score of 3-2 with a minute to go in the match. Tommenheim, now as they come reset at 130, trying to work some things, and Ecker finds himself on his back at 135. Brenneman from the top here to start the second period, able to get the tip and pick up the three near fall points. That'll make it 5-0. Brenneman of Medicine Valley leading Ecker of SEM. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Sumner, and Amherst. And the World Wide Web, KKPR.com. Tri-City Storm Hockey coming your way next. Right now, we're bringing you the Amherst Wrestling Invitational Finals, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer. Back over to the 130-pound championship. 15 seconds to go, second period. Taubenheim has been on top most of the match, trying to tip Pofall again. We come to a little stalemate, maybe even a little blood. It's 11-0. Taubenheim in charge. We've got a blood timeout. Back over here at 135, Brenneman of Med Valley still a 5-0 lead over Ecker of SEM, and it has been on top most of the match. Ecker not able to score off bottom or get an escape. And we're down to 10 seconds in the consolation at 130. And Rodriguez of Cambridge needs a takedown. He took the shot. He's countered by Niles of Plainview, and Niles is going to hold on for a 3-2 victory. Late takedown, but they say it's after the whistle. And Niles of Plainview wins it by a score of 3-2 in the 130 consolation. Now Ecker with a reversal and a stick just as we look over at 135. Out of nowhere, Brenneman got too high, and Ecker popped the head through and had him on his back and picks up the win. He was down 7-2 in the first period and gets the pin. In the second period, in 2 minutes and 23, I believe, will be the time. Ecker was controlled the whole time but found that one little spot and able to get his head out and get the pin. So an upset there, Ecker over Brenneman at 135. At 140, Hunter Timmons of Medicine Valley will take on Aaron Winberg of Pleasanton-Litchfield. And we've got more consolations coming up as well. So we'll look at some of those for you. And it looks like we may have skipped ahead to 152, a key match of the team race. Wyatt Shockey of Amherst and Taryn Boyer of Plainview. Boyer unbeaten, number one. Shockey is ranked number three with a record of 19-2. What a match this should be at 152 pounds. And now we have Timmons of Med Valley and Winberg of Pleasanton are on mat number three. So three championships going right now. And in the 130-pound final, Tanner Taubenheim of Amherst leads Levi Pofel of Neely Oakdale 11-0. And they choose both up to start the third period. Now back over here, Matt One, the 160-pound final, I guess. It's going to be Dibbern of Amherst and Steinkraus of Plainview. So they were on deck, and Dibbern, number one ranked, gets the early takedown. You had back-to-back Plainview-Amherst matchups at 52 and 60. Boyer against Shockey and Dibbern against Steinkraus. And Dibbern is out there with an early takedown, leading it 2-0. Over in our 140-pound championship, Pleasanton and Aaron Winberg getting a reversal after Timmons of Med Valley gets the early takedown. So we are tied at 2 with 45 seconds to go in the first period. So for the unique time, three finals are going on right now. Taubenheim of Amherst, a minute to go in his match, leads Pofel of Neely Oakdale 11-0. Nobody has scored here in the third period, and both are still on their feet. At 160 pounds, Dibbern of Amherst, the early takedown with a 2-0 lead over Steinkraus of Plainview. And they circle off the mat with 38 seconds to go in the first period. They'll reset Steinkraus down. And now, points in the 140-pound match. Timmons an escape and now a takedown. Med Valley leading Winberg of Pleasanton 5-2 with 20 seconds to go in the first period. Now Taubenheim with the takedown, and he has got Pofel on his back, and if he doesn't pin him, it'll be a tech fall anyway. And there it is. That's the end of the match. Two-point tech fall. It's going to be a 15-0 win for Tanner Taubenheim of Amherst. As he controlled the match against Levi Pofel of Neely Oakdale, Taubenheim of Amherst wins it 15-0. Again, there's no break here today. They're going to wrestle straight through and award the medals afterwards. Tri-City Storm Hockey is coming up, so keep it here on Classic Hits. Right now, we're bringing you the finals of the Amherst Wrestling Invitational, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer. Timmons of Med Valley, a 5-2 lead over Winberg of Pleasanton, and we start the second period with Winberg choosing bottom. at 160. Dibbern had the early takedown of Amherst over Steinkraus of Plainview, 2-0. They go to the second period, and they choose both up. And now we come to the middle with Taryn Boyer of Plainview and Wyatt Shockey of Amherst at 152. Still have that Frericks and Glendy match to come at 145. I think they're waiting over on match three unless there was a forfeit. We'll have to check on that as well. But the consolations got through quickly, and now we are backed up with the championship matches. Keep an eye on all that is going on, and here at 130 pounds, may have a consolation match. Now they just flat out put up the wrong wrestlers here. And we'll go with a lot of Amherst, Neely Oakdale right now. No change over here at 140 pounds. Timmons of Med Valley leads Winberg of Pleasanton by a score of 5-2, and it has stayed that way the whole second period. Winberg chose bottom. He's not been able to get off the bottom. And Boyer of Plainview with a takedown and some near fall points. Shockey of Amherst got an escape, but it's 4-1 as they reset in the middle. Boyer, the top-ranked wrestler, going in on the shot. Back on mat number one. Dibbern has picked up a takedown here for Amherst. He leads Steinkraus of Plainview 4-0 at the 160-pound final. 32 seconds to go in the second period. Three finals going. Two of them, Amherst versus Plainview. Amherst with seven kids in the final. Plainview with four. Amherst had a 10-point team lead coming in to the finals here on Classic Hits. And nearly a takedown, and there is the takedown for Boyer. Another takedown here in the first period. 6-1 with 25 seconds to go in this first period. More points now for Dibbern. He's worked that chicken wing for a two-point near fall, and he's trying to tip Steinkraus again here, but time will run out as he gets 2 points, I believe, for the near fall, they say. And it is 8-0. Bryce Dibbern of Amherst leading Tyler Steinkraus of Plainview. 8-0. They head to the third period, and they're going to go both up again. Unusual that both wrestlers chose to go neutral. And right now, Steinkraus realizes he's going to have to find a way to throw Dibbern to his back if he's going to win this match. It's now 7-2. Hunter Timmons leading Aaron Winberg of Pleasanton after no scoring in the third period. A reversal by Timmons, and he is now up by a score of 7-2 over Winberg of Pleasanton in the 140-pound final. We are at the end of the second period in the 152-pound final. Boyer of Plainview at the end of the first period leads 6-1 over Shockey of Amherst. And over at 160 pounds, no change in the first 50 seconds of the third period, both on their feet, and Dibbern of Amherst an 8-0 lead over Tyler Steinkraus of Plainview. A minute to go in the 140-pound championship. Timmons of Med Valley still leading at 7-2 over Winberg of Pleasanton. At 152, Boyer of Plainview still leads at 6-1 over Shockey of Amherst. And at 160, Dibbern of Amherst leads at 8-0 over Steinkraus of Plainview. Now 10-0 with another takedown for Bryce Dibbern and 50 seconds to go. So Dibbern, the number one ranked wrestler at 160, has controlled this match against Steinkraus of Plainview. Dibbern 18-1, Steinkraus was 12-4 coming into the tournament today. Let's get back to the middle mat here, where another escape by Wyatt Shockey is only countered by Taryn Boyer with another takedown, and he's up 8-2 with a minute to go in the second period. And at 140, Hunter Timmons of Med Valley is simply controlling Aaron Winberg of Pleasanton. Coming in today, Winberg was, let me pick this up one more time, Brenneman was 7-1. Timmons was 17-2. Winberg was 12-1, and he is going to be knocked off here as the time winds off the clock. Timmons is going to win it by a score of 7-2 in the 140-pound final on Classic Hits 98.9 and KKPR.com. And we're all done over here at 160. Bryce Dibbern wins it by a score of 12-0 over Tyler Steinkraus of Plainview. And at 152, It is Taryn Boyer of Plainview leading 8-2 over Wyatt Shockey of Amherst with 30 seconds to go in the second period. Still coming up, the 171-pound final. Zach Burden of SEM, Logan Luffelholtz of Amherst. We've got some consolation matches coming up as well. We'll try and take you through the end of this second period here at 152 pounds, but it doesn't look like there's going to be any change as Taryn Boyer of Plainview is leading it 8-2 over Wyatt Shockey of Amherst. That is the score. We'll take a break. Be back with more wrestling in a moment here on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats is proud of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
The Edwardshire product line is comprised of high-performance traits available in elite hybrids, providing the best in-class insect control and exceptional herbicide tolerance in corn. Maximize your yields and grow your business today. Call Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer. Best of luck to the athletes from Brent and Sarah.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
You can find something to satisfy everyone's taste buds at the Sandbar in Pleasanton. With features including a kids' menu, breakfast menu, and lunch specials. The Sandbar is open every day, including Sundays, with a special. It all happens at the Sandbar in Pleasanton.
Doug Duda along with our producer Stacy Johns back here at the Amherst Wrestling Invitational, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer. We are underway in the 145-pound final. Logan Glendy was able to tip John Frericks for a takedown, had him on his back, but apparently not long enough to get the near fall, and the coach is coming over to talk to the official about that. Now that the first period has come to an end, it sure looked like there should have been some back points, but they're not going to award him and make it 2-0. Glendy of South Loup, the 2-seed, leading Frericks of SEM. They'll be very familiar with each other. Of course, South Loup, Callaway, Arnold. It won't be the first time these guys meet. Won't be the last probably either. At 152 pounds, Taryn Boyer has a 10-3 lead over Wyatt Shockey of Amherst. It's simply been takedown escape, reversal escape, and now here's another takedown. And that's going to make it 12-3, Boyer, with 25 seconds to go. And then we also have a 171-pound consolation between Park of Arapaho and Ertz of Elwood, which is 1-0 in the second period. And it looks like that's in favor of Park of Arapaho, who scored here in the second period. Let's get back to the championship, where we finish things up at 152 pounds. And Taryn Boyer of Plainview is going to pick up the 12-4 victory over Wyatt Shockey of Amherst. So Boyer remains undefeated and picks up the victory. In period number two, Frericks and Glendy still 2-0. Looks like Glendy chose bottom to start this second period. And Frericks has got his hips out, and Glendy now put himself in trouble. He tried to stand up, and he got thrown to his back, and near fall points being awarded here to Frericks of SEM. Trailing 2-0, but he's going to get two near fall points to tie it up at 2-2 with 50 seconds to go in the second period, and Glendy will roll through to his belly. Now we move on to 189 pounds. A lot of consolation matches going on. We'll try and keep you up to date. Again, a few of the consolations not being wrestled because one of the wrestlers had already had five matches today. Back over here between Glendy and Frericks. We've got another flurry, and Glendy finds himself on his back again, and Frericks gets the pin. The stick is made at the 3-minute and 40-second mark for John Frericks of SEM. Got the scissors in on the head and was able to just sit on him until the hammer came down for the pin. So Frericks of SEM, a winner by pin in 340. Now let's go back to the 171-pound final. Zach Burton of SEM, Logan Luffelholtz of Amherst, and Luffelholtz gets the takedown, trying to take Burton to his back. He had him there momentarily and is going to get the near fall points, and they're going to give Logan three near fall points in our 171-pound final a minute in to the championship. Burton actually was given the number one seed here today. He's 12-2. Luffelholtz 17-2. And Luffelholtz ranked third, Burton sixth, but Burton somehow got the higher seed because of the criteria. At 189 in the consolation match, Kent Bramer of Amherst has a 5-0 lead after one period over Kogan Thompson of Kennesaw Shelton. Now some more near fall points for Luffelholtz, who may be upset that he wasn't the number one seed. It's now 8-0, and he has got him tipped again, but good counter there by Burton to get off his back, and he may get the reversal, and he does. So Burton gets off his back after being down 10-2 now in the first period. 10-2 your score in that first period, and that's how it will end. But what a period for Logan Luffelholtz, leading it 10-2 after one over Zach Burton of SEM in the championship at 171 pounds. Try and update you on a couple of the other matches that are going on as well, as Kent Bramer of Amherst is controlling the consolation match at 189. The 189-pound championship is also underway. Justin Romeo of Medicine Valley against Colin Donahoe of SEM. And no score in the first period of that match until right there. Throwing through is Romeo for the takedown, and he's up 2-0. Second period has begun in the 171-pound final, and Luffelholtz on bottom to start the second period, leading it by a score of 10-2. We will have a very short post-match report here and run through the winners one more time for you, but we do want to get you to Tri-City Storm Hockey, which is underway with Des Moines, and we will update you if there is any scoring on that in USHL Hockey. Skip Barry standing by to bring you the Storm and Des Moines live from Des Moines here on Classic Hits in just a few moments. So stay with us for that. Again, updating where we're at, the 171-pound final. No scoring here in the second period. Luffelholtz of Amherst leading Burton of SEM 10-2. 189-pound final. Romeo of Medicine Valley leading Donahue of SEM 2-0 as the first period just comes to an end. And now an escape to make it 11-2. Luffelholtz as they are back on their feet, neutral position, with a minute to go in the second period. We need to take another break, so we'll do it. Back with more wrestling from the Amherst Invite after this.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Now's the time to get in touch with your Pioneer sales professional to learn more about our early pay savings program options. You can choose from more than one payment period, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll see the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before January 21st to take advantage of Pioneer's next early pay incentive. For more information, contact your Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Everyone at Security First Bank in Elwood would like to wish the Pirates good luck in today's sporting event. We take pride in sponsoring this broadcast and all of our area athletes.
Welcome back to the Amherst Wrestling Invitational, brought to you by Craig Weegis, your Pioneer seed dealer. Doug Duda with you here from Amherst. Update, a big move by Zach Burton of SEM at 171 did not pay off late in the second period. He took a good shot on Luffelholtz, drove him to his back, but Logan kept things going in the flurry and just rolled through and was able to put Burton on his back for the takedown, and now he leads it 15-2 as they begin the third period. And Leffelholtz is on bottom to start the third. Burton's got to find a way to turn him. Over the 189-pound final, Justin Romeo got an escape and a takedown. So he now leads it 5-0 at the end of the second period here over Colin Donahoe of SEM. The other match is a consolation where Amherst is winning the 189-pound consolation match at this moment. Bramer taking care of Thompson of Kennesaw Shelton at 189 consolation. Cambridge has their two finalists still to come. Gus Peterson takes on Kalen Pfeiffer of Amherst at 215. Mike Schaaf takes on Kelly Clark of Elwood at heavyweight. As we go to the third period, it will be Donahoe to take bottom at 189. And at 171, Leffelholtz trying to come off bottom. If he gets the reversal, he would win by tech ball. Burden's trying to tip him, so he's taking a chance here, and he's riding him pretty high. Now he has to secure the hips again and tries to reset with just 30 seconds to go in the match. And we've got a pin over here for Justin Romeo in 4 minutes and 14 seconds as we got into the third period. Med Valley getting a champion here in Justin Romeo at 189. Back at 171, the time is winding down, and Leffelholtz now just really trying to hang on as we have 10 seconds to go. Another win for Amherst. And it'll happen at the 171-pound weight division as Logan Leffelholtz wins it 15-2 over Zach Burden of SEM. So that's where you're at 189. We will have a very quick recap of our winners so far. We'll start at 103, Brian Weeches, Amherst, Corby Forbes, Plainview, Evan Ashkoff, Plainview, Jordan Shields, Amherst, Tanner Tobenheim, Amherst, Cale Ecker, SEM, Hunter Timmons, Med Valley, John Frericks, SEM, Taryn Boyer, Plainview, Bryce Dibbern, Amherst, Logan Leffelholtz, Amherst, Justin Romeo, Med Valley. Just two finals left to go. Cambridge, Amherst, 215. Gus Peterson now takes the mat for the Trojans against Kalen Pfeiffer of Amherst at 215 pounds. Gus is undefeated, 16-0, ranked number one. And Pfeiffer just getting his season underway. He was the number two seed, but 5-1 on the season. And the Peterson-Schaaf combo, what a 1-2 punch for the Cambridge Trojans. One of the reasons they had such a great football team as well. And now taken down right to his back. Peterson with a takedown, Pfeiffer to his back. Just 20 seconds in, and the pin. 24 seconds, quick pin of the day in the finals goes to Gus Peterson of Cambridge over Kalen Pfeiffer of Amherst. But Kalen's going to win a majority of his matches, just not many of them are going to be against Gus Peterson, an outstanding wrestler. And now Michael Schaaf comes on for the final. We've got a couple of consolations still going on. Rulon Taylor of Med Valley against Hoyt Mice of Neely Oakdale, and Kane Dowd of Plainview against Cy Barnes of SEM could still be coming up. But we're ready for our final championship. And now Mike Schaaf probably has the challenge. Can he pin Kelly Clark faster than Peterson pinned Pfeiffer? And he comes right in, off the whistle, a takedown 3 seconds in. The quickest pin of the day that I saw was a 9-second pin. Schaaf's been on the mat less than 2.5 minutes today in his three matches. In the semifinals, it was 103. So 20 seconds in, Schaaf trying the near side cradle. He's got it locked up on Clark. Near fall points being counted. Clark in trouble. Obviously, Schaaf just very strong. He's able to get out of there. 3 points on the near fall. Schaaf is up by a score of 5-0. Michael comes into the day 17-0. Clark 8-2. And, of course, probably have faced each other already, and now Schaaf has him locked up. This isn't a cradle. He's got the pin in 45 seconds. So Schaaf, the runner-up at state as a freshman on a controversial call to Wardeen of Palmer in overtime, and then the winner last year makes quick work here of Kelly Clark in a pin in 45 seconds. So we about wrap things up. Let's take another break, and we'll get you to hockey in just moments here on Classic Hicks. We're back with more from the Amherst Wrestling Invite, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer, after this.
The Kennesaw Market is an Affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Sundays. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Do you ever count people talking on their cell phones while driving? It's pretty scary. But what about scary behavior you can't see? A recent study says that 1 in 7 drivers doesn't have car insurance. If one hits you, are you covered? Don't hope so. Know so. Call an Allstate agent today for a free Good Hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands?
Get your free Good Hands coverage checkup. Call your Allstate agents at the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Roseland today. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
Doug Duda along with Stacey Johns back with you here from the Amherst Wrestling Invitational brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer. The Storm in Des Moines scoreless about to the midway point of the first period. We're going to join Skip Berry for Tri-City Storm Hockey coming up in less than 10 minutes here on Classic Hits 98.9. We remind you we've got basketball scheduled next week. Hopefully the snow doesn't mess that up. We'll give you more over the weekend. Keep listening to Classic Hits. And our next wrestling 2 weeks from today, the Luplat Conference Wrestling Meet. From Centura High School this year, the 10 members and 10 schools from the Lou Platte will be on hand for all of the action here on Classic Hits 98.9. We're waiting for the final results. We still have a couple of consolation matches that are going on. Rulon Taylor of Med Valley has a minute left against Hoyt Mice of Neely Oakdale, and it is 3-2 in favor of Taylor at this point. I'll tell you what, it's been a long day. Kids are taking their shirts off around here. They're getting in their pajamas. It's time to go home and play with their Christmas toys. I'll tell you what, I'd be disappointed if I was here 12 hours too and didn't get any more cotton candy than this little fella got. But he's got a change. He's ready to go play. So it's been a fun time. And, again, thank you to all the fine sponsors, to Ron Evans and all the folks here, Tyler Herman, head coach at Amherst, for their hospitality. We'll take another break and run down all the final results here from the Amherst Wrestling Invitational, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer, right after this timeout.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska in Loup City and protect what needs protected in your life. A proud supporter of all area high school sports, RAI of Nebraska.
Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop would all like to wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs best of luck this season. Visit the River Stop before and after the game to get your snacks, drinks, and even pizzas. Go Bulldogs from Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop, all of Pleasanton.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dogs.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods, your own hometown party supplies, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, wrestlers.
Now's the time to get in touch with your Pioneer sales professional to learn more about our early pay savings program options. You can choose from more than one payment period, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll see the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before January 21st to take advantage of Pioneer's next early pay incentive. For more information, contact your Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weeches. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Back here at the Amherst Invitational, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer on Classic Hits. Tri-City Storm Hockey coming your way in a minute. There was an upset in the National Football League. Final score, Seattle 41, New Orleans 36. So the defending Super Bowl champions are out, and they still have never won a road playoff game. The Jets and Colts currently are on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And Amherst coach Tyler Herman joins us here on the postgame. Coach? Haven't heard the final stats yet, but I'm pretty sure you're the champion here of a very, very tough invitational. Long day of wrestling. Your thoughts overall?
You know, I thought it was a pretty good day overall for us. I think we had 9 medalists on the day, 7 in the finals, 2 in the wrestle background. And usually we wrestle pretty well at our tournament, and I knew we'd really have to step up today. We added four teams to the tournament to make it, I believe, a 17, 18 team field, and it was stacked. We had five of the top 10 teams in Class D here, a lot of ranked individuals. So I was pleased with our performance. The boys came ready to wrestle.
There was no surprise when some of the two seeds were beating the one seeds, but maybe the one of the things that did surprise me a little bit, there were no real major upsets. They had the unattached Watova kid at 125 from the Wood River JVs kind of slide through, and another young gentleman, Steinkraus of Plainview, three rated kids, he made it through on a default, but for a deep field, it was still pretty much the top two seeds making it through, so I guess that long seeding meeting worked out this morning.
Yep, I think pretty much a lot of the seeds held true to form. You know, we kind of figured that a lot of your – you had six number one ranked kids here today, so, you know, they're not ranked number one for, you know, just any reason at all. They're pretty tough kids, and the number one ranked kids today pretty much dominated throughout the tournament. You know, there were a few, like you said, a few upsets here and there, a few upsets in the quarters where you maybe had some six beating some threes and so forth. But overall, for the most part, seeds held true to form today.
Anything that was a pleasant surprise for your team today?
Brian Weegis at 103. I thought he wrestled very well in the finals. Wrestled a kid, Thomas Foster, that was 15-0 coming in today, a real stocky, well-built three-pounder. Brian gave up that first takedown and kept wrestling after that, ended up getting back on top where he's real tough. Looked good on his feet as well. You know, when we get things going on his feet, we know he's going to be good on top. And he's just wrestling like a man on a mission out there, and we are pleased to see that and real excited with how he did today.
You guys got a little traveling coming up. What's next, and where's some of the tough competition after today for you in the next month?
Yeah, we have a lot of big road trips coming up. We go to Sandhills-Thedford Invite next weekend. We see a lot of teams out in that D4 district. 2 weeks ago, out to Neely Oakdale, so we see a lot of teams in Northeast Nebraska and then Ainsworth Invite after that, so it just gets tougher and tougher. A lot of time on the road, but we're seeing some different people. I don't like to stick around here and just see the same teams week in and week out. We don't mind traveling because we're seeing different kids, and that makes us tougher for February when it matters most.
Coach, we'll let you get down there for the trophy presentation, the medal presentation, and don't get in between Gus Peterson and Mike Schopp, okay?
All right, sounds good. I won't dare step between those two. Thanks for covering us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach. Amherst coach Tyler Herman joining us here at the Amherst Wrestling Invite. We'll take a final break, wrap things up after this on KKPR.
The staff at Home Agency in Elwood are proud to be a local sponsor of this broadcast and proud of our athletes. We would like to take this opportunity to wish the Pirates good luck throughout the year.
Tonight's broadcast is made possible by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about it in the next issue of the Shelton Clipper and the Wood River Sunbeam. Clipper Publishing is a proud supporter of high school sports. Best of luck, athletes, from everyone at Clipper Publishing.
First State Bank in Shelton. Helping with your financial future is what they do. They specialize in all areas of banking. See the First State Bank of Shelton today. Best of luck, wrestlers. Trust the experts at Ed's Body Shop in Sumner with all your glass replacement and auto body work. Ed's Body Shop can make your car look like new. Best of luck to the teams tonight from Ed's Body Shop in Sumner.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town & Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
As a proud supporter of the community, Scott of Slyker Heating and Conditioning in Sumner would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slyker Heating and Air. Slyker Heating and Air, Sumner.
We are back here at Amherst for the Amherst Wrestling Invite, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer. Here are the results again that we had from the finals. 103, Brian Weeches of Amherst wins by a pin, and 258, or Thomas Foster of Medicine Valley. At 112, Corby Forbes of Plainview, a quick first period pin over Dylan Budd of the Cozad Junior Varsity. At 119, Evan Ashkoff of Plainview, a 6-0 win over Alex Loamar of Fullerton. At 125, Jordan Shields of Amherst, a 28-second pin over Kane Watovic from the Wood River JVs. At 130, Tanner Tobenheim of Amherst, a 15-0 technical fall over Levi Popal of Neely Oakdale. At 135, Cale Ecker of SEM, he was behind 7-0, popped a reversal and put Jacob Brenneman of Medicine Valley on his back and won by a pin in 2 minutes and 23 seconds. At 140, Hunter Timmons of Med Valley, a 7-2 win over Aaron Winberg of Pleasanton. At 145, John Frericks of SEM, a winner by pin over Logan Glendy of South Loup in 340. At 152, Taryn Boyer of Plainview, a 12-4 win over Wyatt Shockey of Amherst with the major decision. Then at 160, Amherst beat Plainview. Bryce Dibbern, a 12-0 major decision win over Tyler Steinkraus of Plainview. At 171, Logan Luffelholt, a major decision, 15-2 victory over Zach Burton of SEM. At 189, Justin Romeo of Medicine Valley wins by a pin over Colin Donahoe of SEM, 4 minutes, 14 seconds. And then the Cambridge duo comes away with two quick pins in the upper weights. Gus Peterson of Cambridge wins by pin in 24 seconds over Kalen Pfeiffer of Amherst. And Mike Schaff of Cambridge wins at heavyweight in 45 seconds over Kelly Clark of Elwood. We'll take one last break, see if we've got some official final result numbers for the team race, and then send you to hockey. Stay with us here on Classic Hits.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loup City. You know the people who work there. They know you. Not to mention the great service, fresh meats, and produce they have. Joe's Market, Loup City. Proud supporter of area athletes.
As a sponsor of today's broadcast, Rumiga Drilling Company of Elwood would like to take this opportunity to say how proud they are of all the area athletes and wish the Pirates good luck today and all year.
Miller Electric in Pleasanton is now at their new location at 103 Sycamore, the old grocery store. Miller Electric is proud to sponsor all the area athletes and would like to wish them the best of luck. Call Miller Electric for your home, office, or anything else that you need lit up. Miller Electric in Pleasanton.
Tubbs Pub in Sumner offers daily lunch and dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. For great home cooking without the dishes, get to Tubbs Pub today, a proud supporter of all area wrestlers.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats is proud of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
We want to thank the many fine sponsors of this Amherst Wrestling Invite brought to you by Craig Weeches of Pioneer Seed, including Kroll Agency, Nicole Lammers Trucking, Hand Machining, Kennesaw Market, Security First Bank of Elwood, Weeches Seed, The Sandbar, Citizens Bank, Belschner Custom Meats, Brent Woodman, Tubbs Pub, Noller Electric, Remigy Drilling, Joe's Market, along with Town & Country Bank, Ed's Body Shop, First State Bank of Shelton, the home agency Larry's Market, and Pleasanton Irrigation. Here are the final standings. It was the Amherst JV with 3 points, in 17th Loup City with 10, 16th Eustace Farnham with 16.5, 15th with Pleasanton Litchfield with 20, 14th Sandhill Stedford with 22, 13th the Wood River JV with 23, 12th place Cozad JV, they had 28. In 11th place, Fullerton had 41.5, Arapahoe was 10th with 54, Elwood was 9th with 56.5, with 57, Kennesaw Shelton was 8th, South Loup 75.5 was 7th with 76, Neely Oakdale was 6th. Then your top five teams in D finished in the top five. Cambridge 5th, 125.5. Medicine Valley 4th, 131.5. SEM 3rd, 139. Plainview 2nd, 192.5. And Amherst wins their own invite with 209 points. We're going to send you to hockey. Thanks to all the fine sponsors. This has been the Amherst Wrestling Invite brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer on Classic Hits 98.9, NFL football. Seattle beat New Orleans 41-36. You can hear the Jets play the Colts on ESPN. And right now, let's send it to Des Moines for Tri-City Storm hockey.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.